One issue that I want to address, because I know this has been a topic consistently in the news, is the issue of a travel ban. I know that you've heard from some public health experts about this, but I want to make sure that everybody's clear about the issue. I don't have a philosophical objection necessarily to a travel ban if that is the thing that is going to keep the American people safe. The problem is that in all the discussions I've had thus far with experts in the field, experts in infectious disease, is that a travel ban is less effective than the measures that we are currently instituting. If we institute a travel ban instead of the protocols that we put in place now, history shows that there is a likelihood of increased avoidance. People do not readily disclose their information. They may engage in something called broken travel, essentially breaking up their trip so that they can hide the fact that they have been to one of these countries where there is a disease in place. As a result, we may end up getting less information about who has the disease. They're less likely to get treated properly, screened properly, quarantined properly. And as a consequence, we could end up having more cases rather than less. Now, I continue to push and ask our experts whether, in fact, we are doing what's adequate in order to protect the American people. If they come back to me and they say that there are some additional things that we need to do, I assure you, we will do it.